record. Stand take three. All right.
Well, thank you, Sherlock. I believe this is a very serious issue that needs to be addressed. Neither the FDA or Canada, Health Canada, has stopped the import of pet treats that are causing death. It is a very complex problem with multiple variables. It is difficult to diagnose or trace the origin of this terrible disease. Nearly 1,000 dogs have reported to be sickened by pet jerky treats imported from China. I have seen similar cases of this in 2007, where we discovered melmanine, a resin, located in similar dog treats such as these. They were also imported from China. This was a red flag, and it told the consumers to beware of such products. This time we are not as lucky. We could not quite find out what is doing this to our pets, although recent urine tests have discovered a certain disease called Fanconi syndrome. It can lead to it can be confused with diabetes and cause the dog system to leak glucose. If your dog is excessively thirsty, take it to the vet and get it tested if you have used these products. The dog can get very sick, and it can turn into a kidney failure and death. Signs can range from vomiting, blood in the stools, and diarrhea to a more serious illness that can permanently disable, even kill your dog. The only warning the FDA puts out for these products is this: chicken jerky products should not be substituted for a balanced diet and should be fed in small quantities, if at all. Honestly, I do not think the FDA's warning is very suitable for the situation. I am spearheading a new effort to find more information on this, strictly from veterinarians. If your dog shows any of these symptoms, please contact the veterinarian nearest to you. The FDA investigations have been muddled with mitigation factors that skew their findings. Thank you, Sherlock.